Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'd like to just check in to go on holiday with my bag, please.
Oh, yes. And you're going to...
I'm going over to... Colombia.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, now, may I ask you, before you check in, the nature of your...
I'm going on holiday.
Oh, on holiday.
Yeah, I'm going on holiday.
It's a funny place to go.
No. Well, I'm not actually... It wasn't my idea to go on holiday there.
Right.
No, it was this bloke that come to me and asked me if I wanted to go.
Right.
I said, yeah, I'd love to, thank you.
And he bought your ticket, did he?
Yes, he did,
Not under your name. It's a Colombian name.
That's right. It's under a Colombian name that I can't pronounce.
No, okay. Did you pack this case yourself?
No, I did not. No.
Does it contain any knives?
I thought so.
Guns?
Probably.
Bombs?
I don't think so. I don't know because I've not seen what's in it.
Oh, okay, let's open it.
But mind you, I don't think there's much in it, but it weighs a ton.
Right, let me just open that.
Let me just open the case. It's painful. Let's have a look in here. It weighs a ton. I don't know what's in it. It's talcum powder.
It's a summer holiday. If you're going on your holiday, someone else packs your bag. Don't let them take it, but give you loads of drugs. Don't be such a mug. You can end up with cannabis, all of this for them, but then cocaine is a pain as soon as you stick it on the plane. So remember that simple rhyme and song. If anyone is trying to get you to take contraband
onto the plane, if you've never met them before and they suddenly come up to you and say, look, we want you to go to this country, we'll pay for your holiday and we'll give you this bag, it's probably fishy.
I tell you, do you remember?
I did take people up on that and I got away with it, think I was lucky.
You know, I was thinking about them two drugs mules.
Oh yeah, them two animals.
No, the ladies, the girls. Do you remember they went in a Thai prison? The mules, they call them mules because they had to stuff and swallow.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
What happened to them?
They're always in the Daily Mail now.
Is it?
Almost worth going to Chiang Mai prison.
Isn't it? And dealing with that. So what happened to them?
No doubt they'll get a little job on, you know, Celebrity Love Island, Loose Women.
Yeah, Big Brother.
You know, Big Brother and that stuff, sell their story.
Have I written a book about it, or deal?
I don't that they might have done.
Well, of course, your big one to get on when you've when that happens to you is Banged Up Abroad.
What's that then?
What? You've never seen Banged Up Abroad? Oh my gosh, one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
Yeah.
Think of MasterChef, Dragon's Den, The Apprentice, all rolled into one and double it. And that is how good Banged Up Abroad
is. And what is it? Is people who've been in prison?
People who've been in prison abroad, right, banged up abroad, and they sit in front of the camera and they tell the story.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how it happened, you know. But I was over in Pakistan, and I was gonna come back to England and fly back to England, and then someone come up to me and offered me 10 grand, and said, "Will you take this bag back?" And I thought, "Well, he must need that done in a hurry, you know." And I didn't know nothing about it, you know. And then of course they get stopped at the customs and they get banged up abroad, and then it's how they talk about their ordeal in prison and how bad it all is, and how eventually they get, you know, they get let out. But some of them have been there in there a long time before the consulate or whatever, the embassy steps in and gets them out, like Midnight Expresses.
I tell you what, it ain't no fun being inside. Remember when I'd done a bit of
time? I know you've done a bit of time, haven't you're a political prisoner.
Margaret tried everything to get to spring me, sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she the old saw in the cake.
She had the saw in the cake. The
trouble was, she was sticking out of both ends of that banana loaf.
And you know what Margaret's like. She's a big girl. She does like a bit of cake.
Yeah, I know.
She had the old flipping thing on the bus.
Well, exactly. She nibbled it, and there was just a saw in the middle. Two bits of cake. One bit of cake.
So
and
I said to her, look, you're going to have to be
you
more
can't hide that.
Anyway, in the end, she stuck a file up her arse and come in. And
the thing she's done for you.
Oh, the thing.
She said, I won't sit down if you don't mind.
That's it. The warden said, come in, Mr. Michael, for your weekly visit. Do sit down. She said, I won't if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, he said, what would you want to stand for? She stood for the whole lot, and then what was really embarrassing.
Go for poo.
Yeah, and all the whole of the porcelain.
It's like she's gone in there, and they've been standing outside, and you just hear this clunk, like, as the file's gone straight through. I mean, because it's a big old rasp she brought in, wasn't it?
She saw the doctor there.
That's right.
But a big old rasp, it came out.
And
then the worst...
And then they found it. She said, I don't know what that is doing up there. That's because I was doing that, finding them railings last Sunday, because Barry's not here. I must have sat on the file.
Well, the worst... Do you remember when she knotted all them sheets together for me to...
I remember that.
And it was awful because it was like when you see a magician on stage.
Yes.
She come into the communal meeting room and all my mates, all the fellow lads.
And of course, you start crying and then. She got anchor. She pulls it out of her sleeve,
And it comes.
And then she just keeps coming out of her bum. She said, "What? This is a big anchor, isn't it?" She said, "The sheet's tied up and knotted up on my bum." Trying to spring you.
Yeah. And the worst. I mean, mobile phones. That's great currency in the prison.
Oh yeah.
I mean, she had up her jacksie at one time about two.
Nokia's.
Three
smartphones. He was dealing them.
And I said, I could see a little bit of old Hoban hanging out. So I tugged it and she said, no, it's not. That's
a pube.
It's a pube. You say, you want to smoke that?
No.
Jesus Christ.
No, it goes up.
It goes up. That does go up.
Yeah.
So she has smuggled a number of things from me and I take my hat off to her. Yeah, she took off her hat to me and there was a gun underneath it, you know.
Yeah.
She's very loyal, she stayed faithful.
Yeah, no, all the time. The 2 weeks he was banged up.
That's right, the library fine.
Because a lot of women do wander. When I was banged up, I went through a number of girlfriends.
Oh,
because I used to get them people writing to me.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
They says, James, the Pofini, we read about your parking fine. The fact that you didn't pay them parking fines and you've ended up in asylum, and we just wanted to get into the mind of a criminal like you.
Yes.
You know? And I said, well, you know, it's not... It's just forgetfulness, really.
Yes.
You know, and I've got other things on my mind, so I didn't pay them fines, and I've ended up in here. Well, that's all they want to hear, some of them.
They find it very, very attractive. If you haven't paid a lot of fine like you, or you've stolen a Caramac from the news agent.
They like the master criminal.
They like that. Oh, God, they like to tell me, how did you get that escort off the top shelf?
Because they think, I can change him.
Oh, that's what
I can change him, you know. And I said, no, you can't. I mean, you can have a go, you know. And we can have a couple of bunks, so we can have a conjugal visit.
Okay, he's a bad boy, mate. Good.
Yeah, that's right.
You know.
In fact, this one girl come, and she said, and I said, look, I've got the room for the night. Conjugal visit. She rang me up. Well, she wrote me out. She said, yeah, come and visit me in prison. Yeah. You know, but of course, by that time, I've been let out.
Yeah.
You know, so I just went to my house and I said, I'm under house arrest.
Brilliant.
So I can't leave the place, you know. But I said, look, I have arranged with the warden that you can have a conjugal visit, you know.
Mm.
And she says, oh, okay. Anyway, so we had a bunk up.
Yes.
And then we afterwards went out to the pub, and she said, I thought you was under house arrest. I said, well, yeah, but it's ended now. It ended on the time straight away after.
It was convenient that she turned.
No, you just got lucky with the timing.
That one that come round and you said, you answered the door and you shouted to the level, said, oh, come in, I'm under house arrest.
You got a tag on.
And I got a tag on that. And then you had the conjugal visit and done the conjugal. And you said, all the catering staff have gone on strike in this private prison. You couldn't rustle me up.
Did you eat egg and chips?
A pot of chips.
And they will do this because they're under the spell of the master criminal.
Yeah.
You know, they just want to be associated with someone that's done a crime, not paying a parking fine for 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
I don't even have a car. So that's what was the most extraordinary thing about that.
What?
About me not paying parking fines.
I think someone tried to stick one on you.
I got framed. I got framed.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought, I'll get framed. Yeah, 3 meals a day.
Yeah, why not?
Central eating all the time.
Framed, all right, yeah.
Yeah, frame me.
Yeah.
Frame me up. Frame me, mate.
Someone coming round.
And you get the birds right into you because they think, you know, you're like a master criminal lunatic.
Mate.
You know? In fact, I played it up. I said, I've done all this. Yeah. I've done, you know, very, very nice.
You said you was a sniper, wouldn't you?
I was a sniper from a bell tower.
That's right.
I said, I was in Iraq and I was like, you know, I was soldiering, but they thought I was murdering people.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not murdering people. I'm killing people that should be killed.
I mean, you know?
Things get confused in the fog of war.
That's right, the fog of war
I put it down to the fog of war and post-traumatic stress, which I have had.
Oh, no.
I've never had it, but I had.
Well, how stressed do you get if get told off for a library fine or not?
Well, you get very stressed.
Very, very stressed.
You get post-traumatic stress.
I remember
you get PTSD.
We went into the Royal Indian restaurant.
Yeah, you've done a runner.
I'd done a runner, and they come round and it says, oh, Mr. St. Michael, you didn't pay for your chicken do piazza.
Yeah.
I said, I've got post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh, okay.
Can you give me a free Peshwari naan?
Well, this is it. You see, it gets you off all sorts of stuff.
Oh, Christ.
I was in London the other day. I walked out with a basket full of stuff.
Yeah.
A pot noodle, a couple of pepperoni, a can of Coke. And they said, you haven't paid for none of that. I said, sorry, I've got acute awareness, I've got anxiety and stuff. Got post-traumatic stress because of my time in prison.
Yeah.
And they, to be fair, they said, we don't give a shit, mate, you owe us £2.90.
The other week, I'd done my business, and I didn't clear up particularly in the end, and I didn't put the lid down. Margaret's come to me in the kitchen, I was reading the paper, she said, what's going on, Barry? And I went, oh, sorry, I've got that post-traumatic stress. If you were in the problem with me, you'd have it in my
room. Yeah, you'd have.
But
you'd
I said, oh, sorry, I've got... And she went, oh, okay, can I make your cup of tea?
Yeah.
And I said, I'd like to make the tea myself.
I've got post-traumatic stress disorder. Yeah, I can't lift a finger, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you can get away with that for about 2 or 3 weeks before they start going, cottoning on.
What's he so stressed about?
Yeah.
I said, I can't talk about it.
I'm afraid, because it's too stressful.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
But no, there's a lot to be said for going to prison, as you say.
Oh yeah. Christ. I love it. I love going there.
They get guitar lessons.
Yeah. I've done some A levels.
Did you?
How'd you get on? American studies. I've done.
Oh, I know. What's that? All about bubblegums.
Bubblegum, hamburgers.
Coca-Cola, hamburgers.
It's not something you can use in real life, as a degree. You know,
that's what I was thinking that about film studies. If you go
film
there,
studies,
is it like Michael Rod of a screen test comes in and says, here's the question today about in Herbie Rides Again, what colour was the seat?
Yeah,
and you know, oh, red,
yes,
first class degree, very good, that's film studies.
And what do you think I'll be able to do now? I've got this degree in film studies.
I don't know.
Well, wait till Mark Como dies, and then you might be able to take over from him. Yeah. But other than that,
film studies,
not a lot.
How much? Is a Kiora and a vanilla ice cream?
Oh, well, is that a question for a film study?
Yeah, that's one of the questions. That's in the third year.
Yeah, blimey. Well, you know, these things are important, aren't they? I mean, you know, the public want to know, you know.
There's a lot of wonderful degrees you can do out there.
Oh, good God, yes. I mean, like... film studies,
American studies, the Japanese.
Well, now they're trying to get everyone to university.
Of course they are making up these degrees,
get everyone through the doors.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you get a job.
I mean, look at this. Look, University of Hertfordshire, Watford. Yeah. Look here.
Okay.
Some of the courses
some
you can
courses
do. Some
there.
Of the, you know, pop lyrics, Burger King.
Simon Cowell.
Degree in Simon Cowell. Gooch studies. That's all about Gooch. We're going to learn about the bird.
MasterChef studies. Who's won it many times? Been on pub quizzes.
There's Greg Wallace degree. Where you study how to get your head shined up like that.
Yeah.
How to have a voice like a car alarm going off.
How to annoy people.
And pretend you know stuff about
food.
There's all sorts here. They're all pointless, really.
In fact, there is a degree on pointless.
Yeah, there is. You've got that. And there's Alexandra. Does he do that run, Alexandra?
Yeah, very much so. But I was on that show, you know.
I remember.
Pointless. Oh, we're on that show. I've done that show.
Oh, I know you've
done it. I've done it with Debbie McGee. Yeah.
What's she like?
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
But let me tell you this for nothing. Yeah. That show, we nearly won it. We got to the last two, you know.
Yeah.
That show, we'll never see the light of day.
Why is that?
They don't want me on there.
Why?
Look, they don't want me on there.
Well, how did I get
the government
you
got involved?
Oh, I see.
They asked me to go on it. I said, yeah, yeah, all right, I'll come and do I've done it with Debbie McGee, and we did very well.
Yeah.
We got turned down at the final, but you think they'll show that? No,
no, of course not in a million.
They thought like, I was there to be the clown, get voted off first.
Is that right?
No. I said, listen, I've come to win.
Yeah.
I come to win, you know?
Yeah.
And of course, you know, that's not what the government want. So it was Cameron at the time, and he says, I know for a fact he got involved on the highest level, and he rang up Pointless and said, that one we've done with Epithemia, it can't go out. Because I don't want the government to become, I don't want the country to become unstable.
Right.
And there was nothing I could do about it.
No, that's right.
Nothing I could do about it.
But you, this, what you have signed up for here.
Yeah.
Look at that, what you've signed up for. What course is that you want to do?
Which one did I do again?
University of Hertfordshire.
Oh, yeah. I can't have signed up for so many of my...
Sandwich making.
Yeah.
A degree in making a sandwich, you're having a laugh, isn't
it? You can make a sandwich, like, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
It takes an hour to learn how to make a sandwich.
Yeah.
It takes a lifetime to master how to make a sandwich.
Okay,
yes, okay.
And what about this one you've got here? Having a bath, a B.A.O.N.S.
Yeah, well...
What's there to know about that?
Well, there's not a lot to know about it, but... That is all about staying in the moment.
Right.
It's like basically, it's an add-on from the meditation one, like being in the bath for 3 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
You go through a lot of water with that one.
Well, I wouldn't
mind. What's the one you do? Stilts.
Stilts. Walking on stilts.
Oh, walking on stilts.
This country's crying out people walking on stilts.
You think the Japanese sitting around, you know, they've got people on stilts right now.
Of course they have that.
Boosting their economy.
I mean, I wouldn't mind doing that bath one because I'm Margaret.
Oh, yeah, the Japanese have been doing that for a long time.
I remember.
Yeah, because they like to be in like balance with nature and that. So they like get in the bath and stuff. I like to be in balance with the bathroom.
Yes.
That's why I like to get in the bath.
Yeah.
And I sit in the bath and sometimes when I fart in there and all the bubbles come up, I think, I'm right in balance here.
Yes, that's right. That's
just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should just say we're doing the live show, aren't we?
We are doing the live show. We're going on tour.
Going on tours.
And
going all around the country.
Going all around the country. And we need you to come
we
see.
We need you to come
because
see. I mean, the show has been a massive... Ask your friends. You'll know people have been to see it.
It's called...
And it is something else.
Angelos and Barry, the new power generation. We have done it everywhere, haven't we?
But no, seemingly not.
No.
Because we're doing it again for another 20 or so days.
Oh, God, you know
how many places in this country have we not been to?
There's loads. We get treated like kings.
Royalty.
We go there, we go and see all the mayors of various towns, all the dignitaries.
All of that. We get introduced to all these people.
We get the fans of Stazel, can't beat them off with a dirty stick. We go in our hotel room. Oh, it's
drink the mini bar.
Drink the mini bar dry.
You know that little thing in the mini bar, in the hotel mini bar?
What's that?
You know we're in the hotel mini bar where you take the bottle out and they automatically know.
That you've had.
That you've had something.
Yeah.
Do you know who invented that?
Was it Terry Wogan?
No, but that's not far away, actually.
Who was it?
It was Craig Johnson, the ex-Liverpool football player.
Absolute rubbish, is that true?
It's true. As I live and breathe, he invented that and the Adidas Predator football boot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I stayed in a hotel a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
In Glasgow.
Is it? What was you doing up there?
And you know, it stunk to high heaven in this room.
You farted in it, though,
didn't you? No, I hadn't done that.
Right.
But someone had, and I wonder whether they think of everything. And it may have been just to make me feel at home from home. They'd smeared faeces up the wall.
Yeah.
You know, they will go that extra mile.
Yeah, well, you know, you go to these boutique places, they know what you like.
Oh, they know what you like then.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they've spoken to my manager.
Or your Margaret.
Or my Margaret, but there were used tissues all over the floor.
Yeah, beautiful.
There were a couple of pubic hairs on my pillow.
Oh, that is nice.
And they've really gone to town, a home from home.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There was the smell of burnt toast.
Oh, yes, yes, sir.
Constant knack-knack nagging.
Beautiful.
Nutella on extra layer.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. Really? The smell of, like, roast dinner, boiling cabbage.
Yeah, all like, that.
Coming through the air vents.
And I went down to the bloke on reception. I said, how do you do it?
Yeah, thank you. And all I say is thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
I stayed in a hotel room, like, not long ago.
A boutique one.
Yeah, boutique hotel. I rang ahead and I said, it's Mr. Perfume, you come in. Don't worry about a thing. We'll give you your normal room. I said, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And they stuck me up in the staff quarters.
Right.
You know where the, the chambermaid lives?
I know.
They turfed her out and they stuck her in a suite.
Yeah.
And they stuck me in her room.
Right.
And, you know, there's brooms in there and mops and, old bottles of vodka just lying around the room.
Home
and
I thought,
this is absolutely charming. You know, it just feels like a home.
Absolutely.
There's a poster of, Snoop Dogg on the wall.
Yeah.
I feel right at home here.
Absolutely charming.
It's beautiful how they done it.
Yeah. I like it when they come and, when they turn down the bed.
Yeah.
And they leave a little saint on the pillow.
Yeah, and they chat on yours.
I thought, that's extraordinary. Someone's left, I could only assume was a couple of chocolate.
The sausages.
Those famous chocolate sausages you can get. And I thought.
You're talking into them.
And I thought, I didn't. Yeah, but then they done that, and then, in the morning, if you stay at these very expensive ones, for me and Margaret's anniversary, we stayed at a right proper posh one.
Is it?
Oh, my God, you know where you go downstairs and they feed you on a piece of slate.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It was like a tiling roof slate they'd use for you.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And
it was made of fiberglass.
It's a bit of bird shit on it, but I mean, it's
moth.
Moth. But it is extraordinary when you go to them posh ones and they will serve up. In an effort to be fancy.
Oh, yeah.
They'll serve you up,
oxtail, ox tongue.
An ox tongue. And they'll serve it on a brick.
On a brick, that's it, yeah. Or one block of, two before.
Yeah, that's it.
It is, actually.
It is. But, I mean, I do like to stay in a hotel, don't
I know you?
I love it. I like being treated like a king.
I know you do.
Last time I was... So basically, but the amount of times I've been there's a bloody fire alarm gone off in the middle of the night.
Goodness,
and
you were turfed out in your
life. Oh God, I was turfed out.
I said, don't leave everything behind.
Leave everything behind.
And you got your vest on, and you got no pants on.
I had no pants. I went outside.
You put it wanging out.
Luckily, I managed to quickly pick up one of those
Hoovers. Picked up a Hoover pipe and stuck that over the end of it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I come outside and I stuck a Hoover pipe on the end of my winkle, right? And I come outside.
To preserve your dignity.
And I said, let's do a quick check of all
count
the
up.
People, count up. I went, yeah. And he looks over at me and he went, no. It is legal.
Is it a hotel property?
And I said, no, it was just a couple.
It's mine.
I brought it with me. Yeah. And I went there. They was appalled.
Yeah. We got turfed out, didn't you?
Well, I did. Yeah, I got turfed out there. It's what we don't go.
Well, I think we're probably done again here.
We're flagging. It's hot. Yeah. When we record this now, we're both completely naked.
Yeah, so lying on the floor naked.
It's a hot July day.
Oh, it's beautiful out there.
Stevie Wonder once said, "It's hotter than July." He says, "It's hotter than July."
Yeah, it's August. All right then. Okay, well, we'll see you next time, guys.
We'll be another one along soon. And don't forget to go to livenation.co.uk to buy tickets for Andros and Barry. It's this autumn and it's on tour a town near you.
Bye. This is a Playback Media production. To listen to all our podcasts, visit playbackmedia.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.